This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, presented by Hooters. Coach Gruden, what's going on?
Hey, Coach Gruden, you must really love our wings.
I love Hooters. The awesome wings, the great seafood and burgers. I know you can get it to go and it all tastes great sitting at home watching a game, but really? Don't you want the same awesome food brought to your table by some world-famous Hooters girls? Of course you do. I've seen some great games up close and personal, but nothing beats watching the game at Hooters.
You got it, Coach. Hooters, famous for wings, seafood, football coaches, and some pretty awesome Hooters girls.
My thanks to Hooters for their presenting sponsorship of the Top Right Fantasy Football Podcast, which is also teed up at West Chase Golf Club, 813-854-2331, online at westchasegc.com. And speaking of online, go to joebucksfan.com/golf for details on the 13th event on the Todd Wright Tour, and first of 2018. It will be held at West Chase Golf Club the day before the Super Bowl. We are an afternoon four-person scramble start, and please do not compare my tournaments with other scrambles. If you have never played in one of my events, you know that there are 95% of scramble-type events, and then there are Todd Wright Tour events. They are a better value. They have more food. They have more prizes. They have a more unique format. They start on time, as in my events. Email me at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com with any questions about my golf event. If you are in the greater Tampa Bay area and you have never played in a Todd Wright Tour event, I would love to see you at Good versus Evil on February 3rd. Again, the details at joebucksfan.com/golf. You can register as an individual, a twosome, a threesome, or a foursome right there. I honestly, even though we have 4 weeks before the tournament, I don't have much availability. So if you were thinking of playing, be a good time to sign up this week to play in Good versus Evil. For those of you that play postseason fantasy football, and honestly, for those of you that play against the spreads in postseason football, very interesting start to the first weekend of NFL postseason play. Let me just talk big picture here about what happened over the weekend. You had the Titans coming back to defeat the Kansas City Chiefs in the opener and in John Gruden's last game in the booth. Then in the nightcap, you had the Falcons jumping on the Rams early, surviving a late push by the Rams at the end of the first half, and then the Falcons just putting the hammer down in the second half of that game to eliminate a Rams team that did great things all year and was capable of winning just about any game they played. But Atlanta just was better than them, or the Rams were just not ready for prime time, literally. Then on Sunday afternoon, you know, this is kind of why, what, a year or two ago, Bills-Jags in London was a digital platform game only unless you lived in Jacksonville or Buffalo, because they play a game like that. The Bills had 3, the Jags had 10, and combined they had 17 punts. It was an interesting game to watch. I didn't watch all of it for golf purposes, but I saw what I needed to see. And from a fantasy perspective, there wasn't much there other than the obvious that Blake Bortles got a lot of rushing yards, more than passing yards, and Shady McCoy was effective. He was effective in fantasy purposes, and also just giving Buffalo an opportunity in that particular game. The night game, as expected, was the best. Sure, Tennessee came from 21-3 down to beat the Chiefs, but that Saints-Panther game, it had the feel of a playoff game. The others didn't, not as much. Maybe Falcons-Rams, but Tennessee-Kansas City didn't. Jacksonville-Buffalo didn't. They were more like just elimination games. Carolina, New Orleans, couple of teams worthy of playoff games, who know each other well, and put on a good show. Carolina just settled for too many field goals early, and including one field goal attempt that Graham Gano missed, a chip shot from about 25 yards, and New Orleans is able to hold off Carolina as the Saints led that game throughout, but could never put it away, which is kind of one of the problems for the Saints this year. Good team, but despite having a great rushing attack, you know, they couldn't put away the Bucs in Week 17. It didn't cost them. They still won the division. They still hosted that playoff game. But the Saints do seem to struggle in that area of finishing games despite having such a great running game. All right, so from a fantasy perspective, those of you that had Travis Kelce, at least you got production from him early. Him going out of that game was part of the reason why Tennessee was able to come back and make that a game. With Travis Kelce, Kansas City likely would have been able to put more points on the board, stay more in rhythm offensively. But from a fantasy perspective, at least those of you who invested in Kelce were able to get a touchdown and yardage out of him before he unfortunately went out of that football game. Derrick Henry made Tennessee dangerous in that game. It is why, as those of you who listen to Gil Alexander's show, A Numbers Game on VSiN, heard me say, I like Tennessee in the game. I not only like them with the points, but I also did play them on the money line. Granted, I was fortunate there, but Henry made them dangerous because this is his real opportunity that he's been waiting 2+ years for, and it's on a big stage, and it really paid off for Henry, and it paid off for those of you that invested in Derrick Henry. As far as the Falcons and the Rams, there was just a sort of a lot of disappointment in that game. If you went the contrarian approach, as we talked about in the last podcast, on a DFS standpoint, and didn't play Todd Gurley, it actually worked out because Gurley did not put up average to good fantasy numbers in that game where there wasn't really a lot of standout on either side. I sense mostly disappointment. I invested in Jared Goff. Obviously, didn't get what I expected from Goff quarterbacking that particular game. Much like Carolina settled for a lot of field goals, and it cost them, Atlanta settled for a lot of field goals, but because their defense played so well, controlling Todd Gurley and really never being in a bad position on the field from a field position standpoint, the Falcons were able to still win that game. Obviously, there wasn't a lot to get excited about fantasy-wise other than McCoy and Bortles rushing yards in the Jags-Bills game. The ball was in Tyrod Taylor's hands a lot. The fact that he couldn't get in the end zone late in that first half hurt him and hurt the Bills. Hurt him from a fantasy standpoint, hurt the Bills. If they get in there, it's probably a much different football game as they get 7 on the board against the Jags early rather than just that 3. And then as far as much more fantasy production, if you invested heavily in Carolina, McCaffrey, Olsen, Cam Newton to a lesser extent. On the New Orleans side, I did invest in Ted Ginn. That paid off. Not a great day for Mark Ingram or Alvin Kamara. Kamara salvages it with that last touchdown for New Orleans. Good day for Michael Thomas as well. I'll tell you, this guy Coleman just doesn't. There were two guys over the weekend who just couldn't hang on to the ball. One is out, and one continues to play. Cooper for the Rams, and I know he's a Pro Bowl special teamer, but Coleman for New Orleans, for a big target that Drew Brees likes throwing to, Coleman, he'll catch the ball, but then he's just loose with the ball after making the reception, and that could hurt the Saints in the next round against the Vikings with a mistake like that. We'll look ahead to the daily prices and the matchups on the next edition of the podcast, which will hit either Thursday night or Friday morning. So subscribe to the podcast, and you'll know immediately when you have your next podcast. But for those of you who played the full postseason and did your drafting, obviously, you know, if you invested heavy in the Chiefs, that didn't pay off. If you invested heavy in the Rams, that didn't pay off because you got only the one game out of those teams. Or if you felt Carolina was going to beat New Orleans, then ultimately that was your downfall there too. But final eight NFL teams all in play this coming weekend, and we'll look at it from a fantasy and an overall perspective in my next podcast. And tune in on Thursday morning, 10:30 a.m. Eastern, 7:30 a.m. Pacific, when I appear with Gil Alexander on A Numbers Game on VSiN. That's V-S-I-N. Go to VSIN.com. If you're not familiar with VSiN, I talk to Gil Alexander every week about fantasy plays and also ATS and totals. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is presented by Hooters. Hooters, the original wing joint since 1983, for those of you in the Tampa Bay area. Find your location at originalhooters.com. You have 12 Tampa Bay area locations to choose from. For those of you around the country and around the world who need a little taste, a little vibe of summer here in the cold winter, you can always find that at your nearest Hooters location. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is also teed up at the Eagles. It has been teed up at the Eagles Golf Club. We had our last tournament there. This one is teed up at West Chase Golf Club. Hey, they're both home courses of mine. They both supported the podcast. Honest mistake. West Chase Golf Club is online at westchasegc.com. And speaking of the Eagles hosted the first Good versus Evil last year at this time. This year, West Chase is hosting Good versus Evil. Two tournaments in one. Front nine is one tournament. We can't make the front nine any easier. And then the back nine is the Evil Nine. It's a separate tournament. And myself, assistant general manager Jared Atkinson, and my consultants Joey DePompo, Benjamin Hamm from Tampa Bay Downs and Countryside Country Club, respectively, we'll make the back nine as difficult as possible. They are scored as two separate tournaments. Not a lot of availability left in this tournament. And when I get to 100 players, I'm cutting it off. I'm sold out. That's how much food I have. That's the prizes I have. I want to take care of everybody. So if you're thinking of playing in Good versus Evil, register this week as an individual, a twosome, a threesome, a foursome, joebucksfan.com/golf. joebucksfan.com/golf for all the details. We'll talk to you later this week as we preview the divisional round in terms of fantasy, and also taking a look at who might be advancing to the conference championships the following week.